helping me discover this. The customized weight loss approach is what I needed. Find out more at GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe. Don't tread on me. Son, don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second hour of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. This Hump Day Wednesday, December 10th, 2025 edition. Joining us on the line right now is Carla Wagner. She is an announced candidate for gubernatorial Republican primary next August here in the state of Michigan. Good morning, Carla.
Hey, Randy, how are ya?
I'm good, good, good. Hey, I wanted to spend some time with you this morning to get to know you a little bit more about yourself running as governor. And I think the first question I always ask everybody is, tell us a little bit about your background. Where did you grow up? Where did you go to school? Did you go to college? Did you jump right into the business world? Give us a little short resume bio of who is Carla Wagner.
Yeah, sure. I hate to talk about myself, but I'll try. So I grew up on a small farm in Ottawa County. So I graduated from high school, Hudsonville High School, way back in the day. I did not go to college. I started in at the workforce. I worked at Herman Miller. I got hired in there. I started working in their accounts payable department, went to cost accounting and inventory control. So there started all of my financial acuity, right? And then I, at the age of 19, my husband and I, we started our first business, which was residential building. So I do I am a residential licensed residential contractor. Then I also am a residential real estate agent. I'm a member of our state Home Builders Association board. I develop property, so we turn vacant land into lots for other builders to build on. I worked at a bank for a while, and I received my securities license, which meant I could do financial planning and stock trading and stuff like that for other people. Sure. So there was a little bit more accounting stuff. I also prepared tax returns at CPA firms for 10 to 12 years, state income and federal. So I would love to rewrite the state income tax return. I currently own a little restaurant and an antique store. So that's restaurant and retail, right? So I've hit a large amount of the different types of industries or businesses that we can be in throughout Michigan.
Sure. Now, one question I have for you real quick before we go to break.
Yes.
Financial securities license. What exactly did you do to the bank that caused you to get that licensing?
The bank sent me. They called me Miss Jennison because they said I knew everyone in Jennison. And they said, you know, I started out at the bank as just a teller. I just wanted something to do. I have to keep busy all the time. I started out there as a teller. And they said, hey, we want to send you to get your securities license. And it's a very difficult license to get. It's you have to go through quite an extensive background check, just like I had to when I volunteered to be a sheriff's deputy. I had to go through an extensive background check. And then with the securities license, I had to go and take classes and everything like that in order to do that. So then you can sell annuities, you can do stock trades, you can sell life insurance, health insurance, all that kind of stuff. So, yeah.
Got it. Well, that's, man, that's a very diversified resume that you have.
I do. You know, I think, and again, you know, I grew up in a Christian Reformed church. We were in church probably 5 days a week, even though we didn't go to Christian school. But I just believing in God to me is as easy as breathing, right? I mean, yeah. It's just there. It's all encompassing. And I really, truly believe that God had me do all of these different things to put me here today. Not only 5 years ago, starting with the Ask My Tax petition, because I saw what was happening to everybody
sure.
in Michigan,
yep.
but also to put me in a position to run for governor, because I know
Excellent.
So many things about so
yep.
much.
We're going to talk about it.
Yeah.
Keep Carla Wagner on for the rest of the hour. Short break. We'll be right back.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Lansing and Michigan needs to be fixed. Axe My Tax is a citizens' ballot initiative that would eliminate all property taxes in Michigan. Stop the theft of our homes, farms, and businesses by corrupt governmental entities and their outrageous spending. Help us make Michigan affordable to businesses and families once again. Go to axemytax.org, sign the petition, circulate petitions, and donate to help us fix our great state. Stop the stealing that's going on in Lansing. Join us. Go to axemytax.org.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Staying on for a full hour, having a little fireside chat with Carla Wagner. She's a gubernatorial candidate, Republican primary next August 2026. Carla, I got a text message from Officer Rick. He said he's a police officer in the, I believe, Livingston County area, and or Genesee County, excuse me. And he said, which county sheriff's department did you work with?
Yeah, Kent County, under Sheriff Stelma. And now I consider Sheriff Michelle a friend of mine. So I helped revive the mounted unit because I did own a horse farm, a horse facility myself at one time. And so my traffic squad captain, Don DeGroot, asked me to help with the Kent County Sheriff's Department mounted unit. And therefore, I became part of the traffic squad in order to be able to do that. So, yeah.
Oh, very cool. Very cool. Well, yep. One of the things that has been happening since you announced your candidacy for governor is the Michigan Republican Party has hosted three different gubernatorial debates, and I wanted to get your take on those, one, I believe, Sparta, one in Macomb County, and then one up here in Traverse City at the Great Wolf Lodge. And what was your overall, first of all, impression being a candidate, being a politician, if you will, talking about your policies and what you would do when you were answering these questions? Let's just do a backup 30,000-foot overview. What's your takeaway so far since you've participated in three of these gubernatorial debates, forums, candidate forums, whatever the heck you want to call them?
Okay, so... you know what? I think they were more like forums. We really didn't debate each other. Sometimes we were all asked the same question. Sometimes we were asked different questions specific to each of the candidates. The one thing that I did notice was that there was quite a few of the people on that panel, or not the panel, but the other candidates that said, like Carla's saying, Carla's talking about property tax elimination. I think they're all kind of starting to jump on that, but I don't know if they have a passion for it. I don't know if they've researched it enough or if they're just saying it to get support and votes, right? Because they all have their own passions and things that they want. I felt that the forums were absolutely, you know, the GOP did that to help themselves get out of debt. So we were put there up on stage to help them, let people get to know us a little bit, but I felt the questions for the most part were pretty soft, didn't really help us differentiate ourselves from one another, because look, we're all going to talk about the same things, right? Education is bad, the DNR is bad, Eagle is bad, this is bad, whatever, but it didn't tell anybody how we were going to fix those things.
And really didn't give you much time, because I believe, didn't you guys only get like 2 minutes to respond to any question?
We got like a 2-minute opening statement, a 1-minute closing statement, which, man, you got to talk fast to get anything in there that you want to do other than, hi, my name is Carla Wagner, I'm running for governor.
Right.
And then the questions, you know, they did like a speed round and stuff like that. But, you know, like one of the questions they asked us was, you know, who here believes in the, you know, the Second Amendment? Well, of course, we're all Republicans, but we're going to raise our hand, right? I mean,
right.
That's what I meant. The questions were, I just wish they had done a little bit more with some of the questions, but I know, I understand it's hard, and we had different media people that were the moderators and stuff, so, you know, it is what it was, so I just tried to answer my questions. People said, Carla, you look bored up there. And I'm like, yeah, I kind of was bored. Like I said, the questions were a little soft. And I tried to answer them just direct and to the point, because that's how I am. I'm no nonsense, no frills. Maybe some people don't like that style, but I'm like direct to the point, get to the answer, put down my microphone, move on.
Right, exactly. Now, one thing that I noticed and actually reported a story on, numerous stories, one of the candidates, and he's allegedly, supposedly, according to polling and state ID, because he ran for U.S. Senate twice and lost, Congressman John James, currently representing the 10th District down in the Macomb County area of Michigan, he's, in my opinion, very selfishly has decided to not run for re-election in that very vulnerable seat, potentially causing, you know, the Republicans to lose control of the U.S. House of Representatives, and decided to run for governor. But he's never participated in any of those three debates, number one. And number two, I really don't see him out on the campaign trail anywhere, going to Republican meetings or anything. What's your initial takeaway from John James not attending, especially those three debates that you went to?
Well, you know, you know what? Thanks for mentioning him, because I totally forgot about him, because I haven't seen him at all. He did not show up at the debates or the forums, whatever you wanted to call them, which tells me that he also didn't want to help the MIGOP, you know, fundraise, right? And that is part of that selfish thing. I've not seen him at all, and I've been out quite a bit. And I have not had the opportunity to get out as much as some of the other candidates have so yet, but I have not seen him at all. I've never met the man. I've heard him referred to as Jumping Job John James, because he seems to be a perpetual candidate. I feel like the only time I hear about him is when he's running for office. I'm curious as to find out, like, what legislation has he written or co-sponsored? What has he done? What has he done for the people of Michigan since he's been elected? I guess that's a question.
Well, you know, and I follow, as you well know, Michigan news, Michigan politics, and blended in with my studying of news stories and looking at different events and bills and committees that are, you know, taking up these bills. I haven't seen any legislation of any substantial measure that he sponsored since he's been a congressman in Washington. And the other major problem I have is governor is a completely different animal than being a legislator. If yes, you're a state rep, a state senator, a congressman, governor is a CEO. You've got to basically, like Donald Trump, being a business person, you need to lead on initiatives and policy that would fix the state of Michigan. And I don't see John James fitting that job description, motive operandi. I just don't see that in his character.
You know what? I don't either. And you know what? We can't thank him enough for his service to our country, right? We can't thank him enough for that. But I don't see that he has the bandwidth of knowledge. Like you just said, President Trump is a businessman. I'm a businesswoman. I don't see John James as falling into that category. You need to have a broad bandwidth of knowledge about multiple things if you're going to be an effective governor. Because if you don't go to Lansing with a plan, there's going to be more than enough people in Lansing, we call them lobbyists, that will be telling you what you should be doing. But they do not help the people of the state of Michigan. They help themselves, and they help their own agenda. They do not help us.
Well, another problem that I have, and again, I'm very upset, and Donald Trump is upset. He said this. He wants John James to stay in the 10th Congressional District and not run for governor because that seat is so absolutely flippable. We could end up with a Democratic congressperson representing the 10th district, Carla. That potentially could possibly jeopardize the Republicans maintaining the majority in Washington, D.C.
Well, you know what? Look at the disaster Alyssa Slotkins has been. You know, look at the disaster she has been by letting a Democrat take that spot. And John James vacating his spot to be governor could be almost the same. But you know what? Here's something I do want to bring up really, really quick. FISA, FISA 702, John James voted yes, to extend that, it's really a foreign security type thing where the U.S. government can, like, spy on foreign entities, right?
Sure.
But they
also
now
spy on American citizens,
yes,
as well.
Yes, and that is one thing he did vote yes on. So when people are upset with Mike Rogers because Mike Rogers and his part of the Patriot Act, I look at what John James did, and I'm like, how did what he do, how is it much different than what Mike Rogers did? I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. Well, the other problem that I have, and this is, again, knowing inside news information, he doesn't even live in the 10th Congressional District anymore. His kids, I believe, are going to a private school somewhere out in the Grand Rapids area.
Yeah, he's out here now.
You know, and so it's like, okay, he would be a carpetbagger at best if he did drop out of the race for governor and decided to run for reelection in the 10th Congressional District. He's a carpetbagger at that point, not even living in the district. However, Congress, you don't have to have residency. You don't have to live in the district you represent. You can still represent the 10th, even though you don't live there. But it's a guttural thing for me. I just don't like it.
You know what? When you're willing to bend the rules, when you're willing to bend the rules and say, oh, it's okay, it's just a little bend, right? I don't like that either. I think that's a character thing.
Yeah, absolutely a character thing. Well, there are a few other candidates I want to ask you about because you did interact with some of these people outside of John James. But one that I want to tee you up with before we go into a lot of detail because we're heading toward a bottom of the hour news break.
Sure.
But the current Senate Minority Leader, Eric Nesbitt, I understand he's a farmer,
yep.
I believe 4 or 5 generation pawpaw farmer. It's kind of interesting because Vicky's cousin owned a grape farm in pawpaw and provided grapes for the Welch's grape jelly factory
there.
Yeah, in the area. And I asked her, I said, well, can you ask your cousin if perhaps he knows Eric? And she's doing some research for me on that front. But again, state representative, term limited out, then state senator, now running to be a governor. And again, Carla, your thoughts, but a legislator is not a governor. And I've got a real problem with that.
Yeah, that's right. And you know what? Again, I'm just going to go back to Ask My Tax a minute because I, as the founder of Ask My Tax, after many years of research of what was happening to our state and how do we save it, and I went and met Eric Nesbitt in Lansing. I drove down there to Lansing, and I wanted to lay out my plan for Ask My Tax. This was before I announced that I was running for governor. I sat there, spent about 35, 40 minutes in his office, and when I got all done laying it out, he just said, I don't see it, Carla. I just don't see it. I thought, okay, then. Well, how can you be representing the people of the state of Michigan? You're not hearing what they're telling you, because everywhere I went, that's all I heard about was people were like, property taxes are killing us. Property taxes are killing us. The businesses are leaving Michigan because it's too expensive to do business here. Why? Property taxes, right? Okay, so Eric Nesbitt, the problem I have with him is, you know what, and there's material out there that you can look, you have to research, but he has taken almost a million, I think it's $850,000+ from DTE and Consumers Energy. Some of it they consider dark money, right? Almost $850,000. Now this year he's only taken about $6,000. Why? Because he's running for governor. But prior to that, he's taken almost $1 million from DTE and Consumers Energy. Who is doing what? They're promoting solar and wind, and they're promoting all of these other alternative energy things that are taxing. I mean, the taxpayers, the property owners and the taxpayers are paying tons of extra money for these utilities, you know, services. And when you have a legislator who represents us that's in bed with these utility companies, how is that going to benefit for us? How is that going to work for us?
Yeah.
That really bothers me.
Well,
really.
The-